Welcome to the April 15th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we take a look at System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012 and vSphere 5. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele.
And I'm Associate Editor Keith Kessinger.
Microsoft released the beta of System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012 at last month's Microsoft Management Summit, and the final version is expected later this year. The new SCVMM will support infrastructure as a service and automated application delivery, and Microsoft is positioning it against VMware's vCloud Director. It will also add new features for managing server, network, and storage resources. On the phone now to talk about SCVMM 2012 and some other Microsoft virtualization news is Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies and a member of our Server Virtualization Advisory Board. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having me, Colin.
Dave, with this upcoming release, it seems like Microsoft's making SCVMM more of a cloud enabler as opposed to just a virtualization management tool. What do you think of the shift?
I think it's certainly the logical direction. I think that they've got, Microsoft certainly has the cloud positioning, both in terms of offering a public cloud and offering the ability to manage your own private cloud. So I think SCVMM is exactly the right platform for them to expand to allow for that complete management.
VMware has kind of historically relied more on third-party vendors to provide a lot of the management capabilities for their platform, but that's changing recently. They've been adding a lot more vCenter products. They acquired the Ionix line from EMC, and they just came out with vCenter Operations. And, of course, there's other new products that aren't part of vCenter, like vCloud Director. How would you compare that to Microsoft's approach with its System Center line?
Well, the thing that I think is most intriguing about the way Microsoft is balancing the two is while they are allowing for third-party integrations the way they always have with their partners, they've certainly taken what I consider a lead in terms of their approach to management. If you look at SCVMM, particularly what's coming in 2012, they're adding support for Citrix, and of course they already supported the VMware line of management, so you could do your Microsoft and your VMware management from a single pane of glass. Now you're going to be able to do Citrix management as well. So they're already leading in terms of cross-platform management. They're extending that out to cloud management. And you can do all of your physical management as well through the rest of the System Center family. So from a complete enterprise management suite, they're certainly got to have a lot more going on at Microsoft than just focusing on the cloud piece that VMware has.
One of the things that VMware proponents often say is one of their advantages is that VMware does have this broad ecosystem of management partners, backup partners, other vendors that plug in with this, and Microsoft really hasn't had that with Hyper-V. What do you say to that argument?
Yeah, I don't put a lot of credibility in that, firstly because I also point to the larger Microsoft partner community. There's a lot more people in MPN and the larger Microsoft community as a whole. And so they definitely came to the party a little bit later with their hypervisor, but that's not to say that their third-party partners have not already embraced it and beginning to write those extenders as well. So I think those pieces are all there, and I don't think that's the advantage that VMware thinks it is.
You just mentioned, VMware's major head start in the hypervisor market. It seems like they kind of got off to another head start with vCloud Director as opposed to SCVMM 2012, which will probably be coming out a year or so after vCloud Director came out. And obviously, because of that head start that VMware had in the hypervisor market and for other reasons, there are a lot more VMware shops out there than Hyper-V shops now. Do you think that that's too big of a mountain for them to climb?
I don't actually, and the thing that I think is most interesting about it is that while they may have had a lead on the hypervisor front, certainly Microsoft is already leading in terms of building their own public cloud. So in terms of having both options, particularly with the Azure platform and where I think they're going with the integrations there, I think that they've just come at it from a different angle, and they're going to end up getting, when they reach feature parity on the management side, they're going to have a whole lot more else going on that's going to make them pretty compelling. And again, you'll be able to do both. So if you are a VMware shop, you can add Hyper-V and you can additionally then manage everything from a single pane of glass. So I don't think it's quite the head start that VMware thinks it is.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you about, speaking of Microsoft extending partnerships with other vendors, they just signed a new deal with Dell where they're going to create pre-configured bundles of Dell servers with Hyper-V and System Center already installed. How important are OEM deals like this for growing Hyper-V's presence in the market?
Well, I think it's a great, you know, great step for Microsoft, and I think that this is an important thing to look for. The ability to just sort of ship these, you know, pre-configured bundles out and get them installed quickly means that it's an easy route to deployment. It means that, you know, that's an area that enables Microsoft very well, and Microsoft shops in general, people that do run a lot of Microsoft software, which is, you know, a very large portion of enterprises and mid and small market organizations, this is the kind of enabler that makes them real easy to go, well, yeah, let's just put in Hyper-V stuff because it's so easy to order pre-configured. And I think there's Dell and Microsoft are doing some really interesting things in terms of what they're doing on the management side, so this is going to be a real win for end customers.
Dave Sobel, CEO of Evolve Technologies, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now here's Keith with the latest news on VMware.
Thanks, Colin. We have some more details about vSphere 5 thanks to a leaked document that emerged last week. Among the highlights, vSphere 5 will sport a new feature called Storage Distributed Resource Scheduler. The feature, which VMware previewed at its partner Exchange show in February, will automatically move VM disk files between RAID groups and storage arrays. Storage DRS will supposedly provide high-end SAN features akin to EMC's fast automated storage tiering to all users. vSphere 5 will also support more powerful virtual machines, up to 32 virtual CPUs per VM, 1 terabyte of RAM per VM, and a new GUI for provisioning multi-core CPUs. High availability will be updated in vSphere 5 as well. All hosts in the cluster can be primary nodes, and the cluster can use shared storage for host heartbeat detection. Also, vCenter server will feature a browser-based vSphere client, a new pre-configured vCenter server appliance, and enhanced logging support. Another interesting tidbit from the leaked document is vSphere 5 will support Apple Mac OS X server. vSphere 5 is expected in the second half of this year. In other news, VMware recently acquired Mozy, an online backup service from EMC. The move left many server virtualization pros confused because Mozy isn't known for virtual machine backups. But the Mozy purchase may make more sense from a VDI perspective. Virtual desktops demand large amounts of storage, and cloud-based backup and storage should alleviate some of the in-house costs associated with VDI. With cloud-based storage, IT departments no longer have to worry about trusting end users with removable storage, which is a security risk. It also eliminates the need to install backup agents on local PCs and depending on users to run them. Then again, some IT pros are wary of placing sensitive data in the cloud. So if the Mozy acquisition revolves around virtual desktop storage, it will be more of a case of pick your poison. And that's all the time we have for now. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.